All right, so I'm talking today with Ezra Nippon, who is a writer and an artist based in Philadelphia. So, hi, how are you doing, Ezra?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. So you're working on a project right now, which is a people's history book of a group called the New Jewish Agenda. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about this group, the New Jewish Agenda?
Great. So New Jewish Agenda was active from the end of 1980. Actually, they were founded on at a conference in on Christmas 1980 through 1992 and a little bit maybe into 1993 as they were shutting down. They were a national organization, a membership organization with about 45 local chapters, and they had a they were multi-issue. They worked on local, national, and international issues. They had five primary task forces. They did a bunch of work outside of that also, but they had really explicit focuses on a Middle East peace, on Central American solidarity, and a social and economic justice task force, a feminist task force, and a worldwide nuclear disarmament task force. And, they were active during the Reagan era, so there was a lot going wrong, a lot of really terrible things happening. And they were really active, on almost every issue you could think of that came up in the US in the 1980s. One thing I guess I could add is that they had this motto of being a Jewish voice among progressives and a progressive voice among Jews. And so their work was both focused on, being really present on the left as a, Jewish participants and with a Jewish analysis, and also really challenging kind of the more mainstream organizations, the larger organizations of Jewish life, ought to be more inclusive.
And as you're doing your research, I guess what are some of the highlights for you in terms of, like really interesting things that you're discovering about this group?
Well, I did a lot of this research a bunch of years ago and made a website of it. And now I'm making it into a book and doing a little bit more research, but mostly I'm looking back to the work that I did a few years ago and just wanting to make it more accessible. But the some of the things that, well, honestly, I wasn't aware that there was, the sanctuary movement providing sanctuary to Central American refugees who were, fleeing from government and military violence, among other things, but largely from, militarized violence, that was in part paid for by the Reagan administration. They were trying to escape, and there was a movement of churches that were providing sanctuary, and the New Jewish Agenda was, ended up having a big role in that movement, mobilizing synagogues, and also doing things like sending a delegation, a fact-finding delegation, down to look into whether the Sandinistas were as anti-Semitic as the Reagan administration said they were. And the Reagan administration was, sort of putting this word out there in part to bolster support for the Contras. And, now we know that because of the Iran-Contra scandal that, Reagan was doing all kinds of stuff behind closed doors. Anyway, the point is, I had no idea there was like a Jewish part of that story, outside of the fact that there are Jews in Central America, So, that was eye-opening, and I wasn't familiar with the Jewish role in the anti-nuclear movement. There were some really strong moments, including making the connection between the Jewish holiday of Tisha B'Av and the anniversary of the Nagasaki bombing, and saying, Jews have already seen one Holocaust. We have to stand up and do whatever we can to stop nuclear Holocaust. So there was some, I was familiar with the work of Jewish feminists and the work of Jewish Middle East activists, but I wasn't familiar with the sort of the breadth of work that New Jewish Agenda did.
And I guess looking throughout history for centuries, if not thousands of years, there's been Jews involved in radical activism of all different sorts. Maybe, looking at the New Jewish Agenda, do you see any links with, more contemporary Jewish activist groups that are around today? Is there anything kind of comparable from this era that you see around today?
Excuse me. That's such a great question. One of the points that I'm making in this book is that New Jewish Agenda was very different than sort of most other forms of Jewish organizing that I'm aware of, at least. And the difference specifically because of the combination of things about them. There are other Jewish organizations that are membership based, and progressive, but they're rarely national, So it was on a national level, membership based, very, very democratically organized. And that in combination with the multi-issue thing of working on, international issues, especially including the Middle East, and national local issues, that's very rare. There's a real number of barriers to any organization that takes a stand on Israel-Palestine, really in any direction, doing movement building work on the left. And in the Jewish community at the same time, I should say. It gets called the litmus test. There's a real barrier to doing, all the things that New Jewish Agenda did at the same time. That said, this is a cool example of doing them at the same time for over a decade. Mm-hmm. Very few organizations look like New Jewish Agenda in that way. A group that I've been, that I'm real familiar with, Jews for Racial and Economic Justice, looks very similar to New Jewish Agenda's economic and racial justice task force. Lots of other organizations look similar to their sort of the work of some of their different task forces. We're in this moment of seeing the Occupy movement unfold, and time will tell what it looks like eventually, but one of the things that I think is interesting is seeing how that is sort of a national, local chapter, highly democratic movement that has a lot to do with showing up in person. And in a time when there wasn't email, mm-hmm. New Jewish had a lot in common with those factors of the Occupy movement. And there's some agenda people who are showing up in the Occupy Judaism organizing. So it's like not for nothing that there's some similarities that you can draw between, especially the Occupy Judaism work that's happening, and New Jewish Agenda. But really, in almost any progressive organization, major progressive organization in the U.S., you can find people that were New Jewish Agenda members pretty easily.
All right. And so, of course, all this research that you're doing on the New Jewish Agenda, it's taking the form of a book that you're working on right now, which maybe you could just tell us a little bit about when the projected release date is and the publisher you're working with and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, great. So I did this research a bunch of years ago, and I made it a website, and then over the years, I've realized I get a couple emails every year from people that are, reading it and excited about it. Every once in a while, somebody says that they read it, but it's a lot of information to digest online. So, I realized a lot of my best friends haven't read this because it's like 60 pages of website, it's a lot. Over the years, I've been thinking about, how to produce it as a book, and, a friend of mine, Marissa Johnson Valenzuela, and her partner Kane are run this small literary press called Bread Makes Blanket, and we started talking about doing this project and decided to do it. And they are just awesome West Philadelphia activist folks, and they've put out a couple of pamphlets already. One is a really great poetry chapbook, and one is another sort of people's history production. And so this is their first book size publication, and they have another one in the works as well. So we're working together to produce this, and it's not just the information that's on the website, but we're adding in, you know, a little bit more of the history from my research, and two afterwards pieces by Rachel Matson and Daniel Anglovitsky that are, I think, you know, pretty illuminating and kind of looking at the history and going into some deeper thought about what it means for our work today. And so that's the book. It also has original art, cover art, that a cool thing that's happening is that we're taking that art that's by Abigail Miller and working with this organization called Just Seeds that does the Celebrate People's History poster series, and we're making a poster too. So we're like simultaneously doing this book and poster release. Great. And you know, that stuff will actually be back from the printer sometime in April or May.
Okay. And finally, you're working on an online fundraising campaign to raise money for the book's release. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
I'd love to. So the website is www.newjewishagenda.net for the book, and that also leads to the website for fundraising, or you can just go there directly, which is Indiegogo, IndieGogo.com/New Jewish Agenda. And that is a campaign to raise the money to publish the book by pre-selling the books and posters or downloadable copies of the book or book and poster. And so there's a bunch of different things that you can sort of buy, but really it's making a donation and then getting this thing as a gift for your donation. And, you know, I've seen a couple of other projects do something like this. And because we're, you know, like activist, small publisher kind of folks, we are, you know, doing this independently. And so far we've raised half of our goal, and we have 1 month to raise the rest, so I'm feeling optimistic. But yeah, it's actually been super lovely to have this fundraising campaign, because it's also an outreach tool, and so I'm hearing from all kinds of, you know, agenda, New Jewish Agenda, you know, folks, longtime activists, and people that have never heard of it before, and, you know, and getting in touch with people that, you know, that are finding out about the book and the whole project because of the fundraising campaign. So it's been a cool example as, you know, how fundraising can be part of organizing.
All right, great. Well, again, we've been chatting with Ezra Nippon, who is a writer based in Philadelphia, currently working on a book about a history of the New Jewish Agenda. And if people want to check out the website, it's newjewishagenda.wordpress.com, where you can also find a link to the fundraising website. Ezra, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.